Japan also needs food aid. Aid groups say thousands of Japanese families are living under the poverty line. For many, that means they cannot afford to put food on their tables. One organization is trying to fix Japan's hunger problem. Volunteers at the Second Harvest food pantry in Tokyo fill cardboard boxes with bread, vegetables, and canned goods. The boxes soon will be sent to families living around the city. Our three main groups of people are refugees, single mothers, and Japanese who are unemployed, said Ruby Sakuma, the pantry's coordinator. Right now we have about 140 households we are serving. They get one package of food every 2 weeks, a total of 6 packages, and when those 6 packages are sent, we send them a letter saying this is the end. If they are in really dire circumstances, then we sometimes renew their order and send them another 6 packages. Sakuma says during this year's global economic slowdown, it has been harder to keep up with the demand and fill their clients' orders. Second Harvest is Japan's first and only food bank. Workers go to supermarkets, restaurants, and other businesses to collect food that often, because of the damaged packaging or other problems, would have been thrown away. This waste is what compelled American Charles McGilton to help create the organization in 2002. Japan every year throws away about 20 million tons of food. Worldwide food aid is only about 8.5 million tons. So over 2.5 times the food that is delivered in the form of aid is actually thrown away here in Japan. But at the same time, there is virtually no infrastructure in place within Japan to get those tons of food out to individuals out there who need it, he said. Japan was hit worse than many other countries in the global financial crisis. Exports tumbled and joblessness rose to its highest level in several years. There is a strong sense of disquiet. I think perhaps among some there is a sense of betrayal. The social contract has been sundered, he said. I think in Japan there was a collective identity as a society where everyone is middle class. Everybody shares the same fate. There are not huge, wide disparities of income. That myth has taken a pummeling in the past few years. The Democratic Party, which will form a government later this month, pledges to help Japan's poor. During the campaign, the DPJ promised monthly stipends of around $260 to families for each child attending primary school. But Second Harvest's McGilton says that if hunger is going to be resolved, it will take more than new government initiatives. He says throughout Japan, there is a denial that poverty is a problem. Poverty or hunger is things that exist in different countries, not here in Japan. And even among those that, quote, unquote, may be hungry or poor, it's quite often viewed as they deserved it. They are not hard workers. It's not my problem, he said. McGilton says since the downturn began, the number of their Tokyo clients has doubled. Second Harvest has also received more requests from around the country to dispatch food to shelters and other charities. And they might get even busier. Though Japan is now showing signs of economic recovery, economists say the long-term forecast remains unclear as exports remain weak.